Hello there. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Proverbs 23 today, verses 22 through 25. That's Proverbs 23, verses 22 through 25. Scripture says, "Listen to your father who gave you life, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Buy truth and do not sell it. Buy wisdom, instruction, and understanding. The father of the righteous will greatly rejoice. He who fathers a wise son will be glad in him. Let your father and mother be glad. Let her who bore you rejoice." I'm going to deal today with this simple question. Do you want to make your mom and dad proud? Well, listen to them. That's what the scripture is saying here. You want to make mom and dad happy? You want to make them proud of you? Listen to them. Folks, you may not realize it, especially if you're younger out there. The older folks that are listening today have hopefully come to this understanding later in life. But mom and dad have been down this road ahead of you, and they've done it a few more times than you have. And many of us, unfortunately, it's just such a sad thing that I see today. I had the same problem when I was young. When we're young, we're so full of zeal without knowledge. And we have so much energy, and there's so many things changing in the world. Sometimes our parents look like dinosaurs to us, and we think they don't know anything because they don't know how to tweet, snap, whatever. But at the same time, as we get older, we realize, you know what, mom and dad knew a whole lot more than we thought they did. You know, mom and dad weren't as stupid as I thought they were. I probably should have listened to them a little bit more than I did when I was younger. And I wanted to just challenge you from the scriptures today. If you're listening today and you're a younger person, listen to what the scripture says. Listen to your father who gave you life, and do not despise your mother when she's old. And then the last part of our section, let your father and mother be glad. Let her who bore you rejoice. Wisdom is submitting to someone wiser and older. Ultimate wisdom submits to everything that God has said. Ultimately, that's the whole point. There's authority all through this world, and God has designed authority. We don't have time to go into that whole study. But Romans 13 talks about how God's designed authority, and it's for our best. But ultimately, all authority points to the final authority, which is God himself. Now, do you want to make God proud? Do what he says. Don't just call him Lord, Lord, and not do what he says. Do what he says. All through the Old Testament, people were described as the son of so-and-so and the son of so-and-so. That started to jump out at me recently as I was, as I'm doing my radio programs through the book of Jeremiah and teaching a Bible study in Ezekiel. One thing that started to come out to me is how when they name individuals in the Old Testament, it'll say so-and-so, son of so-and-so, and another individual, son of so-and-so. And I started thinking, some of these people weren't very nice people. Some of these people that are listed, son of so-and-so or son of so-and-so, were wicked individuals. And I thought, for eternity, for all of time, it's been written down that this person was a son of so-and-so who was a bad person. And I thought, boy, I sure hope I don't bring a disgrace to my father. I hope I don't bring a disgrace to my mother. Both my mom and my dad are with the Lord right now. But at the same time, I don't want to bring a disgrace to my heavenly father. I hope you don't want to bring a disgrace to your heavenly father. Well, what do we got to do? Well, we've got to do what he says. We need to spend time in this book and read it and put it in our hearts. That way the Spirit of God living within us can bring to our remembrance the things that he's told us. And then in those days in which we have choices to make, which is every day, whether we're going to choose right or wrong, good or evil, when those choices come up, we'll know what God has said and we will choose wisdom, hopefully. Let me ask you a question. Do your dad and mom want to admit that you're theirs? Are you a glory to them? It's not too late to get things fixed. It's not too late to get things turned around. I'm sure the prodigal son was a disgrace to the father as he ran off and partied and lived his wild life. Yet at the same time, when he came home, came to his senses, the father not only welcomed him back, he threw a party and invited all the people saying, "This is my son. This is my son." We know that the Bible shows us that the Heavenly Father said this of Jesus publicly many times. "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." Don't you want to hear that today from the Heavenly Father towards you? Then humble yourself, come back to him, and do what he says, and he will celebrate and tell everyone, "This one's mine." Look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.